Edwards faces tough competition for the Democratic Party nomination from other candidates like Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But the former senator from North Carolina still has some labor support, including the United Steelworkers Union. So last night, Edwards told union members and others that he supports some of their key issues, like expanding health care. Edwards says he would not negotiate with drug companies.
Some people argue, and some, including some running for president, argue you need to give them a seat at the table. Give the drug companies a seat at the table. My view is you give them a seat at the table, they'll eat all the food.
Edwards says he'd come up with the money for health care reform by repealing President Bush's tax cuts. Edwards also tried to excite more liberal people in the audience by stressing environmental issues, like cutting carbon emissions and opposing new nuclear power plants.
And in fact, I'll go further than that. We should not build another coal-fired power plant in the United States of America unless we have the ability to capture the carbon.
Some steelworkers in the crowd did not applaud Edwards' concerns about nuclear and coal-fired power plants and global warming. But union member Kevin Bishop of Beloit says overall he likes Edwards.
I'm a labor man, and he's been very, very much on our side, and that's something we haven't heard from in a long time.
But with other states moving up their presidential primaries next year, many pundits say Wisconsin residents won't be able to cast their ballots in time to help John Edwards. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.